No, I guess it was last year that we put them out. The nursery one said with these trees, it would be about 3 years, then we'd see our first nuts.
I see.
Because they were about 6 feet tall when we put them out.
Well, now I have a pecan tree out here in the front yard.
Oh.
And it was this size when we moved here. And now it has just grown. And I could just bang my head against the wall because, you know, they would have just been happy to have come down here and grafted that tree.
Uh-huh.
And we could have been getting good pecans off of it. As it is, they're just still tiny. They have a delicious flavor, but they're just tiny. And the tree is real big, and I just wouldn't do without it at all, if ever, unless I just have to. I hope nothing happens to our trees.
That's what I wanted. I wanted good shade, and I thought as long as I wanted shade, and pecans could thrive there. I'm not just
see, we have one, two, three, about four elm trees, and we have this. We have an acorn tree, and this pecan tree in our yard, and I have an apple tree. A delicious apple tree and a pear tree out in my backyard.
Yellow delicious or red?
They're red.
Hmm.
But you know, they never have been real good. Huh. I'm thinking they would be, but we have so many birds in this part of the country. Just the minute they start turning red, why, the birds pick those places, see, and they are really good, so they just eat them.
Say, did you ever think of putting little plastic bags over them?
Golly, I just wouldn't. I wouldn't have time though.
Oh, you just
there's
pick
just
out
too
the
many.
You want and preserve those. I know some.
Well, I hadn't even thought about
some
that.
Some people do this with grapes. They find.
Well, now you mean I'd get a bag just big enough to put the apple in?
Doesn't
how
make
would
any
I
difference.
Do?
Any bag that you have, just put the bag up over there, and either use string or probably a pipe cleaner would be easier. Because you could just wrap it and twist it.
Yeah, or the deal like comes with a plastic bag.
Yeah.
You could use that too.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't even thought of that. But you know, I might just do a few that way because my tree is just so loaded. It probably would be well if the tree were, I don't know what you call it, but anyway, where the fruit comes on so thick, they go and take part of it off in it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that probably would be what would be needs to be done to my tree, and I'm sure that it needs to be trimmed a right way too, and that never has happened either, because Lester doesn't know how.
I have a little red delicious apple in the backyard. I'm going to try to graft it next year, I think, and put on some yellow transparents.
Good.
And just see what happens.
Mm-hmm. Be good.
I tried rooting some roses. Didn't have any luck at all.
Oh, you didn't?
I'm eager to do these things, but I just kill things with my black thumb.
You probably try to make them too rich. You maybe try to feed them too much.
Well, generally, if I just leave them alone, they do fairly well.
That's
perhaps
what you do,
right.
I bet you. I bet you try to make them too rich and feed them too much.
I read
maybe
about
water or
air
anything.
Rooting on roses where you use sphagnum moss and moisten it. Make an incision in the branch and then put some rooting hormone in there and rapidly wet sphagnum moss and then put a plastic cloth or bag over that and tie the ends. The wind came along and broke the parts that I had cut right off. So it really wasn't my fault.
No, that wasn't your fault that time. I know what you were talking about, the mushrooms.
Oh.
That's what we were talking about a while ago.
I used to enjoy those as a boy.
Well, now I use them in my cooking now, you know, like for steak gravy and things like that. But never would I ever trust myself to pick one.
Well, these morels, I think, are the only ones that I trust myself with, but you can't very well miss them because they do just look like a sponge.
Well, maybe we do have them in this part of the country, but I just